Remember, food for liberty. Food for liberty. Yeah, be prepared for, well, that emergency that's going to happen. It will happen. And when it does happen, you want to be prepared. You want to have food. You want to have shelter. You want to have water. You want to have heat. And you can do that all by visiting foodforliberty.com/Preston Preppers and get a hold of, well, what you need to survive. Learn about prepping and learn about what you can do to survive the upcoming disasters that are certainly to befall us.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
I am a mom, and there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will, and it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
3-9-1-5-7.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield. And people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one Ted Cruz at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, if you're intrigued by that intro, you should be, because we're now into a second special show. The first one went 3 hours. This one's going to go 3 hours. We're giving you, well, an information dump, if you will, on all that's going on with the Cruz family. And now the allegations that have come forward, as you've seen from last week, we gave you a ton of information. We talked about the pictures that are out there about Ted Cruz and his father's pictures being associated with Lee Harvey Oswald back in 1963. It's now blown up on the political stage. Donald Trump brings it out and says, you know, that Rafael Cruz Diaz, who is the father of Ted Cruz, was actually associated with the assassination of John Kennedy, to which today, which happens to be an election day, a primary election in Indiana, Ted Cruz just kind of lost it, calling Donald Trump nuts. Well, you know, because he is running for president, we think that we have to do our due diligence and bring facts as we know them forward for vetting, because it's clear that the Cruz campaign is not doing that. And it's very, very clear that the background, when you start vetting Cruz Jr., the father of Ted Cruz, is very, very murky. So with us is Red Smith, Shasta Lantern. He has been contributing here on this program and just a whole boatload of research and information. We have a number of people that are contributing to this, but Red has taken the lead on it. In the last hour, we talked extensively about the father and somewhat of the grandfather and his relationships to all this. But we wanted to come back in this hour and talk about basically a little bit of cleanup about Ted Cruz Jr., the father, and what happened is his associations as he migrated and moved up to Canada, in Alberta in particular. So, Red, why don't you pick it up from there?
Okay, so we're in the post-Kennedy assassination in New Orleans, and there's some difficulty in the record. Again, where is Rafael Bienvenido Diaz Cruz, Ted Cruz's father? Is he in New Orleans, or is he in Dallas with his wife, his first wife? By the way, not Ted Cruz's mom, because there's some discrepancy in the records that we're trying to sort out there. I believe that he was still in New Orleans and went to work for oil firm that had an interest in, from a company named Permadex, which comes back to Clay Shaw, who we spoke of before, and was a subsidiary of Royal Dutch Shell. Now, I believe this is where he met his wife, Elizabeth Dara Wilson Cruz, who had recently returned from England. She was an ex-American citizen who went to live in England with her first husband that she married out of Austin, where she lost a child very early after childbirth. They divorced and she returned to America. There's some very big questions and holes about what they were doing in England, what was going on in their time in England that we're working on sorting out. But part of that at this time is kind of pointing towards British intelligence. Now, she goes to work for this oil corporation in New Orleans, where she meets Rafael Cruz, by all appearances. Now, one of the biggest questions that we have is Elizabeth is a computer programmer, okay? That's one of the reasons that Rafael Cruz was able to eventually set up his business in Canada, is on the back of his wife's knowledge of computer programming. Now, what's very interesting about this is in 1964, computers are the size of a room. They're a multi-million dollar machine. You're not going to a university and picking up a degree in computer programming. It's a brand new, it's a radical technology. It's owned, controlled, and taught by very small group of entities, people like NASA, people like the United States government.
Yeah,
things like that.
They're the only ones
so
with computers.
Where did she acquire the skills to be a computer programmer? And where was she taught these skills? How did she develop these skills? And the other thing to remember is she was a woman. Now, not to suggest that women are incapable of learning how to program computers, but in the world of 1964, it would be very odd that an entity that had the capabilities to have or operate computers would invest in a woman just because of the nature of the workforce at that time. Still have not been able to come up with any answers of where Elizabeth Dara Wilson Cruz developed the skills or knowledge to be a computer programmer.
Well, you know, what's interesting is that by 1967, and you take a look at Cruz Diaz Jr., you take a look at his selective service document, and he lists himself as a computer programmer by 1967. That's another oddity.
And there's a couple of oddities about exactly what did he graduate from the University of Texas with. He said that he graduated as a mathematician. He says he's graduated as a geologist. On his selective service card, he says he's a computer programmer. So which is it in the 4 years that you were there, part of which you spent in Cuba, did you get a degree in? So we advance. They meet, and it looks like to me in about 1967, they flee to Calgary, Alberta, in Canada, along with several other people of interest of the Jim Garrison investigation.
Now let's hold there for a second, because he leaves his first wife and two daughters behind.
Does not divorce her, by the way.
Right. He doesn't divorce her.
Leaves, and for all intents and purposes, it's pretty clear that during his time in New Orleans, his wife and daughters were in Dallas.
Right.
And remained in Dallas. But there had to be some kind of back and forth there between Dallas and New Orleans for Rafael Cruz for him to have two daughters. Obviously, he went home sometime.
Maybe he went home on... what was it, November 23rd, 1963?
I guess that would be a... that's one of the interesting tie-ins, is one of the alleged aliases for Rafael Cruz Jr., this Beaufort, was noted by the FBI to be traveling between Dallas and New Orleans on several occasions, most often in the company of David Ferry, the guy that trained the troops for the Bay of Pigs invasion.
Wow. Wow. I mean, this is just absolutely epic. You know, the big question is, well, let's get into some more of this, because there's time to speculate and to see what's happening here. I want to get up there into Canada, because as he forms his corporation, Cruz and Associates, with his newfound honey, Wilson, things start to happen, and the connections and the contacts that he starts to make is really kind of overwhelming, and it's really a huge story, and we're going to come up to a break right now. But, ladies and gentlemen, as we start to open up Pandora's box, you know, we start finding that we're in a big building with a lot of doors, and around each corner there's going to be new doors and new information as we open each one of these doors. It's a, what did they say in the movie? It's a riddle surrounded by, you know, an enigma surrounded by a riddle. Which is truly what this is.
Yeah,
but we're straightening out for you anyway, so stay with us. More to come here about Ted Cruz and his family on Agenda 21 Radio.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20 milligrams for just $2 per tablet. That's a savings of over $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, call us at 800-919-9263. That's 800-919-9263. Again, 800-919-9263.
Remember, food for liberty. Food for liberty. Yeah, be prepared for, well, that emergency that's going to happen. It will happen. And when it does happen, you want to be prepared. You want to have food. You want to have shelter. You want to have water. You want to have heat. And you can do that all by visiting foodforliberty.com/Preston Preppers and get a hold of, well, what you need to survive. Learn about prepping and learn about what you can do to survive the upcoming disasters that are certainly to befall us.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Advanced Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, AGENDA. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is AGENDA. HeavensHarvest.com.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Red Smith. And by the way, visit our website, agenda21radio.com. We've got a ton of stories, ton of information. You can see or listen to the previous special that we did, I believe it was back in April 21st. 3 hours of listening to Red Smith and myself have a dialogue about what's going on with the Cruz family. This is a continuation of that because we've accumulated more information, had more contacts. And as we left off, you know, I made the statement. It was actually from what was the movie that they made about with Oliver Stone? What was that movie?
Oh, actually, I think the name was just JFK.
Yeah, JFK. And one of the big statements that came out of that was that as they were looking at it, they realized, and as they called it, an enigma surrounded by a riddle and wrapped in a lie. And that's basically what you have here. It's just a crazy enigma. But you know what? With the information superhighway, we're unraveling it. And that's kind of a big fear for a lot of people. But we're unraveling it. So we were talking before we left about, you know, the time frame by which Cruz Jr. and his new girlfriend, Dara Wilson, it was going to be the mother of Ted Cruz. This is around 1967. They migrate into Alberta, Canada, where a lot of people that are central to this whole story, especially about the Kennedy assassination and the entities that promoted it and surrounded it, are actually wrapped up. So let's pick up there when they move up north to Canada.
Yeah. And again, I'd like to clarify, maybe there is a very reasonable explanation for all of these circumstances and these coincidences surrounding Ted Cruz's dad, but they need to be explained. If there is a reasonable explanation, what is it? It's past the point of being able to be ignored and swept under the rug like there's nothing there, because there's certainly something there. Now, what it is, I don't know that we've ultimately answered, and maybe that's something that Ted Cruz and his campaign could answer, but they need to do so and very quickly. Now, we get into Calgary, where Ted Cruz's dad sets up R.B. Cruz and Associates. But prior to that, he goes to work for a company known as Dome Petroleum Limited. And what he and his wife are doing for Dome Patrol Limited is they develop a method of feeding seismic data into a computer and having the computer process that data to identify tar sand deposits. It's what we call fracking nowadays. Okay, now the guy that owned and set up Dome Petroleum Limited is a guy named John Gallagher. He was known as Smiling Jack. He was hugely influential in Canada with the Canadian government. Dome Petroleum went from a very small company with a small group of investors and eventually bloomed to become Amoco Canada, one of the largest oil corporations and power corporations in the world. Now, interestingly enough, Smiling Jack Gallagher comes from California by way of Royal Dutch Shell and used to be employed by Jerry Brown's dad.
Edmund G. Brown.
Edmund G. Brown, and has direct ties into Sukarno and the Indonesian oil fields, which is a whole different story. But that's who Rafael Cruz Jr. initially goes to work for in Canada.
Now, I want to stop everybody here for a second and understand that this is around 1966 and 67, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in Indonesia, where you have Royal Dutch Shell, you have the overthrow of Sukarno, And that was all done through the CIA and with the help of some big radicals. It's a part of the book, actually, called The Hitler Legacy by Peter Lavenda. And, in fact, it was Edmund G. Brown, Jerry Brown's father, who was very active and proactive in working for the overthrow of Sukarno. And, in fact, he made a deal with Royal Dutch Shell to capture royalties from Royal Dutch Shell oil. Well, for I don't know how long, but that's how the Browns get their money today, is from the royalties off of those oil being drilled in Indonesia today. So to say that there's not some sort of linkage going on here, and also another point that is made in Lavenda's book, The Hitler Legacy, is that somebody who was over in Indonesia theater at the time in the Marine Corps was Lee Harvey Oswald. In the early days of the overthrow.
And he was, Lee Harvey Oswald. And Edmund G. Brown was actually the entity that set up the banking conglomerate that would allow the importation of Royal Dutch Shell's Indonesian oil into America. It was actually two corporations, one set up out of California, where Edmund G. Brown was the president, and a separate corporation out of Hong Kong, which was still under British control at the time, that he was 50% owner. His son, Jerry Brown, after the Indonesian oil field deal, immediately forms a new agency known as the Air Resource Board. And the very first law of the Air Resource Board was a law pertaining to the sulfur content of oil that could be legally refined in the state of California. And the only oil fields that met the qualification for the level of sulfur were his dad's Sukarno oil field.
Well, you know, and the thing is,
now the guy that helped set that up on the Royal Dutch Shell side of that was John Smiling Jack Gallagher, who right. Rafael Cruz Jr., Ted Cruz's dad, candidate for President of the United States of America, went to work for when he got to Canada.
Wow. And, you know, one of the things we got to remember, ladies and gentlemen, that Jerry Brown was a governor for 8 years starting in 1976. So... Yeah. He was, and one of the first things he did when he came to power as governor was work with what it was known then, I guess it's the early days, the first days of the California Air Resources Board, to make that agreement for Indonesian oil to be refined in California. That was back in 1976. So this is how far this Cruz-Diaz things go. This is how far this connect the dots goes back. And it's here today living with us, right now. Running for president. Also in California, the legacy part of this is the California Air Resources Board, which is destroying California. Anyway, let's go on. This is getting better.
Okay, so Rafael Cruz spends a couple of years working for Dome Petroleum Limited. And on the back of what Cruz and his wife were able to do with seismic data and computers, Dome Petroleum basically develops the entire new concept of fracking and allows for the exploitation of tar sands in Alberta, which leads to the oil boom, the Canadian oil boom. Now, after a couple of years of doing that, Rafael Cruz departs Dome Petroleum and sets up RB Cruz and Associates. Now, he continues to do what he was doing for Dome Petroleum, but he's selling his services to the highest bidder, Hudson Bay Oil, different entities like this, a company called Compagnie Generale de Geophysique, which is going to be important later. So they're very well known in the Canadian nightlife in Calgary. His Cuban cookouts are, you know, something of a bit of neighborhood legend up there, according to witness people that knew them. There's also some implications. They were a bit promiscuous, maybe a bit of a part of the swinger crowd.
Uh-oh, hang on. We got a break coming up, and we come back. We'll catch up with the swingers up there in Calgary, But more importantly, this really relates to everyday life that we're experiencing right now. Especially when you start talking about, well, radical environmentalists and Jerry Brown wanting to depopulate California. I mean, look how this is all related. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20 milligrams for just $2 per tablet. That's a savings of over $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, call us at 800-919-9263. That's 800-919-9263. Again, 800-919-9263.
Remember, food for liberty. Food for liberty. Yeah, be prepared for, well, that emergency that's going to happen. It will happen. And when it does happen, you want to be prepared. You want to have food. You want to have shelter. You want to have water. You want to have heat. And you can do that all by visiting foodforliberty.com/Preston Preppers and get a hold of, well, what you need to survive. Learn about prepping and learn about what you can do to survive the upcoming disasters that are certainly to befall us.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. Heavens Harvest.com.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio with Red Smith, and we're bringing you up to date on what's really truly going on with Ted Cruz and his family, and we're talking specifically about his father and his mother, who were living unmarried at the time in the late 1960s, and we're starting to get into towards 1970. And with us is Red Smith, who's given us all the details. He's done just some fantastic research, and if you haven't heard the show so far, boy, have you been missing some. It'll be recorded, and of course we're going to be playing it back on YouTube and so on. You'll be able to pick it up. It's a special show that we're dedicating because of all the ruckus that's going on about Rafael Cruz Benavidito, actually it's Benavidito Cruz Diaz, who happens to be Ted Cruz's father. Donald Trump comes out today and accuses him of being involved in the assassination of John Kennedy because of his association with Lee Harvey Oswald, of all things. So, Red, you want to go ahead and pick it up? We're talking about swingers. Swingers.
Well, the Cruises had a bit of a reputation of partiers up in Calgary. There was one guy that used to work for Rafael Cruz that was quoted as saying, "I often had to travel to the local bar to pick up my paycheck." So they were known to enjoy the nightlife, things like that. And eventually, Ted Cruz, Little Felito, as he was known, was born to the couple. Interestingly enough, here is some questions that enter about the birth certificate of Ted Cruz, because according to his Canadian birth certificate, he was actually Theodore Raphael Wilson, not Cruz. His mother actually gave him the last name of her first husband, who was still residing in England, which was news to Mr. Charlie Wilson of England just within a month. He didn't even know of the birth certificate that Ted Cruz had his last name initially. Now, there's also questions of Ted being a natural-born citizen. I don't know how you can make a case that a person who was born to a Cuban national who then had Canadian citizenship and a mother who potentially was a Canadian citizen because she appeared on Canadian voting rolls. The only way that you become registered to vote in Canada is a Canadian citizen, and her name absolutely appears on voter rolls in Canada, is a natural born citizen of the United States of America. Ted Cruz wasn't even an American citizen until 2014 when he renounced his Canadian citizenship. So we have the flap over the birth certificate. Things there. Now, something in 1974 happens, okay? Raphael Cruz, Ted's father, abandons his wife and mother, and he sells Raphael B. Cruz and Associates, which is a hugely successful company. They're making money hand over fist. Raphael Cruz is accumulating political influence because of his ins with the petroleum companies during the Canadian oil boom. The things that he's able to do, he's getting invitations to state dinners of the administration of Pierre Trudeau, who is a well-known French Catholic communist that was the premier of Canada, whose son is now the premier of Canada, Justin Trudeau. So without warning, Raphael Cruz gives up an extremely lucrative business, a huge amount of political influence directly into the Canadian premiership, and disappears into the United States for unknown reasons.
Now, that was 1974. That was
1974. Okay. Now, for those of you that don't know about Pierre Trudeau, the United States itself was absolutely frightened of the man because he was an ardent communist. The ties to the French Catholicism were worrisome. Actually, when Pierre Trudeau died in 2002, one of his pallbearers was Fidel Castro. Now, Raphael Cruz was influential in the administration. There's records of his visits to Ottawa to have private conversations with the premier. He was a regular invite to state dinners, things like that. So you see the continuing tie to communist affiliations with Raphael Cruz, Ted's father. Now, the interesting thing is when he sells Raphael B. Cruz and Associates oil, he sells it to the French-based Compagnie Generale des Physiques, CCG. Now, CCG is linked to Schlumberger Oil. Now, remember we mentioned earlier in the conversation that on Raphael Cruz's Selective Service card, he gave his employment address that comes back to an old Schlumberger Oil facility. Now, Schlumberger Oil is known to be active with the CIA and Zapata Offshore. Now, those of you that are in the know that Zapata Offshore is owned by George Herbert Walker Bush.
Right.
Also, the son-in-law of Schlumberger, the founder, was a key figure in Permandex. Remember Permandex and Clay Shaw out of New Orleans?
Right.
And the international trademark?
Right.
And that is a well-known New Orleans-based CIA front headed up by Clay Shaw. So not only that, he sells his company to basically the CIA and the controlling company that owns it, which is owned by George Herbert Walker Bush, former head of the CIA, and heads into America in 1974 without warning. Now, prior to this, we need to get into Permandex and Clay Shaw a little bit. Clay Shaw helps to set up Permadex. He's actually the American representative of Permadex. Permadex has about 20 stockholders when it started, and it is to represent Latin America, American, Canadian, Swiss, and Belgian capital interests. Okay, now, Charles de Gaulle, the president of France in the 60s, attempted to repatriate France's gold from the United States. And when he requested the return of French gold to the French reserves, Americans told him, we'll give you greenbacks. We'll give you American dollars. American dollars are just as good as gold. To which de Gaulle replied, well, if it's just as good as gold, why don't you just give me the gold? Now, during this time from 61 to 63, there is about 4 assassination attempts on Charles de Gaulle while he's attempting to repatriate the gold. According to the files of French intelligence, they track this all the way back to old Vichy French, old Nazi French interests in Algiers that are being funded by Permandex, that are being headed up by an associate of Jacob Rubinstein, Ruby. Okay, they eventually chase it through Permandex and find they come to the conclusion that the order came out of NATO and the fledgling International Monetary Fund in Brussels.
Well, you know, it's kind of starting to look like a, you know, when you mention Jacob Rubinstein or Jack Ruby on several occasions now, it's starting to look like a Fast and Furious going on.
Well, of sorts. There are ties to that that go into Iran-Contra, that go into the recent shootings in Paris, some of the weapons used by the terrorists in the Paris nightclub massacres and things like that were actually tied back to an American company out of Florida that was directly tied to Iran and Contra back in the day.
Hang on, we got the music coming up. Man, this is just absolutely spellbinding what we're finding out. And you can go to our website and get more information, so stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Your code word at HeavensHarvest.com is Agenda.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20 milligrams for just $2 per tablet. That's a savings of over $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, call us at 800-919-9263. That's 800-919-9263. Again, 800-919-9263.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Elfiemet is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Remember, food for liberty. Food for liberty. Yeah, be prepared for, well, that emergency that's going to happen. It will happen. And when it does happen, you want to be prepared. You want to have food. You want to have shelter. You want to have water. You want to have heat. And you can do that all by visiting foodforliberty.com/Preston Preppers and get a hold of, well, what you need to survive. Learn about prepping and learn about what you can do to survive the upcoming disasters that are certainly to befall us.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. HeavensHarvest.com.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Red Smith, and we're talking about, Ted Cruz's dad and the exploits of Ted Cruz's dad. And Ted Cruz and his mother were sort of into that little realm, that little atmosphere. We're starting to talk about the range of between 1967 to actually getting close to 1980. And we might want to mention that at this point, and you mentioned it before, that by 1970, Ted Cruz was born. And, neither the father, well, the father was married to someone else at the time that was living back, I believe, in Dallas, and actually never really got divorced from the marriage that started in 1959 until 1996, which is a long time to be married and also to be having women with other children, having babies with other women. This is sort of a little faux pas, I guess, for Ted Cruz's dad. So let's get into the Permadex thing here, because there's a lot going on there in terms of his relationship with George Bush Sr. and other people.
Well, Permadex is a admitted CIA front that was tied to the International Trade Mart and Clay Shaw. Basically, eventually, Permadex and the International Trade Mart will conglomerate to form what we know today is the World Trade Centers. Okay, now there's a lot going on there, and these are from records of French intelligence going back to the assassination attempts of Charles de Gaulle, where they become very upset because of the ties to Switzerland and the International Monetary Fund in Brussels, NATO. Also, Permadex, they list them as a problem because they are funding another organization, a fledgling organization known as the Christian Democratic Party. Okay. Now, for those that have heard the previous show, knows what the Christian Democratic Party is, and we'll get back into that in a little bit. But let's revisit Rafael Cruz, 1974, returning to America and having a religious conversion from Catholicism to evangelicalism, to Protestant evangelicals. He returns to Canada, picks up his girlfriend, picks up his son Ted Cruz, and returns to America, where he becomes a pastor and starts to become extremely influential in the evangelical movement, especially in the southern United States. Now, what Ted Cruz, what Rafael Cruz preaches is what's known as the Seven Mountains Doctrine. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the Seven Mountains Doctrine preaches that the chosen of God must reclaim the new world, and they do that by taking possession of the seven mountains, which are referred to as the banking industry, media, education, government, things like that. And they believe that during the end times that nations will come under power of the newly anointed kings of God. Rafael Cruz believes that his son Ted Cruz is one of these anointed kings that is going to rule over one of the chosen nations of God, and that it is the duty of these kings to collect the wealth and redistribute it to the priests of the church so that they can redistribute the wealth between believers and non-believers. And you can go look that up, look up the Seven Mountains Doctrine, and look up Rafael Cruz and what he preaches.
That's fascinating.
What he believes.
Now, this anointed one, this is something that Glenn Beck, who is a ardent supporter of Ted Cruz, has used on numerous occasions, that proclaiming that Ted Cruz is the anointed one, even getting down on his knees and extolling to the virtues of Ted Cruz as the anointed one to crowds. Obviously, that's not a coincidence, is it?
No, it's not, especially when you look into the connection of Rafael Cruz, Jr., Ted's dad. You start to look into his connection with the churches that he's associated with, and you find their direct ties to the Christian Democratic Party that was initially funded by Permandex and Zapata and Schlumberger Oil, which ties back into the Bush family. Now, what the Christian Democratic parties are, is it's an association of churches global. They have entities in almost any country that you can think of in the United States. It's a Catholic organization that believes socialism and ultimately communism is the way of Jesus Christ, and that it is the work of Jesus Christ to spread socialist ideals and ultimately communism to meet with the teachings of Jesus. Now, these people have heavily infiltrated the Protestant churches in America, the Pentecostals, the Assemblies of God, the Methodists, even a little bit of the Baptist churches, and they are directly responsible for keeping a lot of the religious right on the sidelines in American politics.
Hmm. You can see how their infiltration would be enormous.
It is. It permeates a lot of the Unified Church. It ties into guys like Joel Osteen, who last year just sat down and had a conversation with the Pope of the Catholic Church, who was undeniably a communist out of Argentina, that about reunifying the Protestant Church and the Holy See, which is the Catholic Church, reunification under the Holy See, and removing the heresy of Protestantism and healing the wounds between the Protestant Church and the Catholic Church to reunify it.
Interesting that you make the statement about the heresy of the Protestant Church, and that goes back to the days of Martin Luther, ladies and gentlemen. And so, I mean, they're talking about this in modern day times right now in references to going back to 1511. Anyway, we got the music coming up on that note. I mean, this is just revolutionary information. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. You're listening to Red Smith, and we're talking about, well, Ted Cruz and his family. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
In these
these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20 milligrams for just $2 per tablet. That's a savings of over $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, call us at 800-919-9263. That's 800-919-9263. Again, 800-919-9263.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Remember, food for liberty. Food for liberty. Yeah, be prepared for, well, that emergency that's going to happen. It will happen. And when it does happen, you want to be prepared. You want to have food. You want to have shelter. You want to have water. You want to have heat. And you can do that all by visiting foodforliberty.com/Preston Preppers and get a hold of, well, what you need to survive. Learn about prepping and learn about what you can do to survive the upcoming disasters that are certainly to befall us.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. HeavensHarvest.com.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Your code word at HeavensHarvest.com is Agenda.
And welcome back to Agenda21Radio.com. And yes, your code word for Heaven's Harvest is Agenda. I just thought I'd throw that one out there also. Anyway, we're here with Red Smith, and we're wrapping up a second hour. And we think we're going to wrap it up and leave it right now at this, because what really set me back was the comments that he made about bringing the churches together, the Protestant churches, if you will, and the whole under the Holy See, meaning with the Catholic Church, because of the heresy of the Protestants. Can you give us a quick teaser on that one? Because I know when we come back and talk about this, we're going to be talking about specifically the churches. We got about 30 seconds.
Well, there is a deep-seated history between the Catholic Church and the Protestant Church, why America was set up as a Protestant nation to escape the overpowering influence of the Catholic Church and its theocratic form of government. And it's a fight that we're still in today, And we have been heavily penetrated here in this country, and we're losing things that we don't understand to an enemy we no longer recognize.
Yeah, and you know, the, through one of the legs or extensions, or heads of the Hydra, the Christian Democratic Party. Anyway, Red, thanks for all you're doing, and let's continue our work here because we got a lot to do. And those of you, ladies and gentlemen, that want to listen to this, you can check it out. Check out the podcast because it's not going away. There's no question about it. Also on YouTube. And thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.com. And as I always say, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.